So Eva, you've been talking quite a bit about now the emotional healing in your practice. Mm-hmm. Is it different for your process to get people through specific emotions? Is it different between anger or, say, someone that's got a sustained grief in their heart or in their life? Is it different?
No. To me, I feel the energies as the same. It's just manifesting into something different. Let me try to give you a good example. Grief and anger, really, really good, strong emotions. And I want to go back to the first thing I do when I meet somebody. I tell them my Bible is the dictionary. And that throws them off. Oh, you're an intuitive. That's a woo-woo thing. What are you talking about? A Bible. I mean, a Bible being a dictionary. And what are you talking about? Logic. Well, intuition is based on the logic and the knowledge of the universe and the reasoning behind the dictionary meaning of a word. And people say, what are you talking about? We're talking about intuition. I said, yeah, it's the same thing. All I'm doing is I'm sensitive to the reasoning and the knowledge and the wisdom behind your emotion. When you are angry, your emotion is that of pain. You have pain somewhere, or you would not be angry. You would be at peace with what's happening. And the pain had to originate somewhere. So I don't look at it as anger as the issue. I'm looking at the pain within you. And then with grief, it's the same thing. I'm not looking at as grief as grief is just the vibration that you're vibrating right now, and anger is just the vibration. But the core of what you're feeling is hurt. It's a pain. And if you go to the individual's pain in that moment and let everything else fall to the wayside, you're going to the core of the problem and healing it in the blink of an eye. So a lot of people get caught up in, oh, well, you're an intuitive. That means this. No, don't label people. People are not one label. They are not polished or painted with one color. There are all kinds of colors. There are all kinds of frequencies. We're beautiful. Oh, God, if you could see what we look like, the colors and the vibrations that come from our heart is just beautiful. And so what happens is language is trying to stuff this beautiful soul into this little tiny pocket. And so we stuff everybody into these tight little girdles that we want them to live in. Well, you're an intuitive, so this is what you are, or you're angry, this is where you're at, and you're in grief, this is where. But no, it is not that. It's not the labels we've given it. It's what we're feeling. Mm-hmm. And taking our feelings, taking control over our feelings and understand why we are feeling this, and loving ourselves while we're going through the hurt and the pain and saying, God, you know, if I'm angry with somebody, they were in their own little world. They were so angry and they said so many hurtful words. And the only people that could hurt us are people we care about and love. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it that way, everybody could hurt us because we're all one organism. We're all one, this one beautiful, loving organism. And if one person's attacking the other person, it's going to affect everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that answered the question, but I'm trying to get you a perspective of how I view healing.